Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Danny Milliken.
That's me, Danny Milliken, but I'm not the only Danny here today.
Good morning. I'm Danny, too.
That is right. Danny, two in. Danny Linderman. Linderman has two ends.
Yes, it does.
No, they're not together.
Not together.
Yeah, you counted the total there. That's four ends.
Right.
Milliken only has one, I'd like to point out. I'm so thoroughly efficient with my ends.
You're just a half a Danny.
No, I'm a whole Danny, just like you. We're both Dannys. Danny Power. Anyway, Home Show Garden Pros, we're here to talk gardening, to chat through your problems. So 281-496-5711. Your problems are probably related to heat stress, and we can help you out. There are ways to actually cool your plants via cooling the root zone, providing some soil energy, soil success. So that's kind of a cool thing that can happen. We can help you out with that. Lawn problems. Are you Danny Linderman, personally having lawn problems right now?
No, I can't say that I am, really.
Tell us your secrets.
But I have none.
Well, I believe that. But tell us your.
I think you know, composting over the years and not overwatering, making the yard go to work, making the trees, making the shrubs go to work themselves.
Say more about that. I like that idea.
Well, you're trying to get the root system established down deep.
Yeah.
The plants want to follow the water. So if you're watering the plants every day, then there's no reason for the roots to go down.
One inch of roots.
Yeah. So I stretch my watering way out. I know you do too. I mean, I probably go to extreme. You know, I talk to so many customers at the nursery, and they're watering every other day, every third day. And it's hard to say. Every system, every condition's different.
You know, right.
I'm not there looking at it. But, you know, they ask me how often should I be watering. I'm like, well, I water about every 10 days. And they're like, what?
Do you mean every 10 minutes? 10 hours? Is that what you mean? You mean 10 minutes.
So it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, but definitely there's so many different possibilities. But
what we do know is that less water, infrequent watering, provides more resilience.
Right. Right.
Healthier plants that can survive.
I think that's the key. I really do. You know, people that water every third day or every other day, heck, every day.
Every day, yeah.
Yeah, there's plenty of people that do that. And that's terrible for many reasons.
Right. And nature wants you to garden, right? And so it's like, what are the systems at play? And this is one of the realities that infrequent deep watering makes deeper roots.
Yeah.
Deeper roots means more nutrient collection, means more water storage, means better soil, because the roots actually make soil better. And so your lawn should be working on your side. You know what I mean? So I'm not surprised that you don't have big lawn problems. If you're compost top dressing, to me that is like obviously the answer I get for every problem. What's you put some compost on it. Well, you got a viral disease in your peaches? Rub some compost on there.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah, you haven't. Everybody knows. It's not a secret anymore. No, but it works. And that's what I want people to realize is that it does work. Now, it's not the only solution to things. There are bigger problems that we got to tackle also, but it certainly is a solution. So words we're looking for here, Home Show Garden Pros, is we want to help you with solutions too. Whatever problem you got, question, maybe you got a big gardening win. Yeah, I feel like we say that pretty often, like what worked for you? And nobody really calls and tells us what's worked for them.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It can be tough.
Yeah.
You know, some people want to keep it a secret so only they can succeed.
The silent majority.
There you go.
281-496-5711. We're here to help you. That's what we're here to do. Jim, I see you. We're going to get to you right after this quick break because we are Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Growing healthier plants is easier when you add Nature's Way Resources Remineralizer. A blend of special Texas mineral-rich sands, Nature's Way Remineralizer provides crucial elements and minerals craved by plants and missing from our Gulf Coast soil. Your garden, yard, and trees will grow stronger, healthier, and resistant to pests. Here's the best part. Your harvest will be more nutritious and delicious. Find Nature's Way Remineralizer at leading garden centers. There's a location near you at natureswayresources.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Zach Buchanan from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now, 281-496-5711.
That is right, 281-496-5711. We're going to talk a little bit about MicroLife, a phenomenal material. So, you know, we talked about summer stress. We talked about kind of nutrient collection, stuff like that. It is highly, highly important that you provide nutrients to plants. Yellowing leaves, poor growth, overwatering needs, just things you don't want to see with your plants can all kind of be overcome with MicroLife fertilizer. So you may not be even getting big fruits or good tasting fruits. That's something that can happen. They have something for fruit trees.
You bet.
They have something for veggie beds.
MicroLife acidified for roses?
Yes, they have the acidifier for roses.
And roses, camellias, gardenias, azaleas. Yeah.
All those acid-loving plants.
Yeah, you bet.
Phenomenal stuff. And it really is helpful. I do think that I have just very – I feel very like grateful for my citrus production at my house because I love citrus, especially satsumas like the ones you mentioned.
Yeah, heck yeah.
And the MicroLife citrus fertilizer is really great because it's got this – it's kind of the regular MicroLife with a bunch of extra minerals added, nutrients. And that just is what the citrus needs to like get bigger, get tastier, grow better, build its own defense. And so this is one of those cases is like nature wants you to garden, feed the soil. And that's what MicroLife does. MicroLife delivers the highest nutritional value possible. It cannot burn your plants. So, you know, if Dave had used MicroLife instead of that starter fertilizer, wouldn't have burned plants, even in the heat. So it's safe to use for you, your kids, and your pets, like your whole family. It is soil food, but it works really quickly. So for healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people, add MicroLife this summer. Could be your lawn, could be your veggie garden. There's not a bad time to do it. You can do it whenever. So visit their website, microlifefertilizer.com, and they'll help you out for a location nearest to you. But I say just go to a Home Show Garden Pro shop and get it there.
There you go.
Like you guys carry.
Easy enough.
Yeah.
You bet. Yeah. MicroLife is one of our go-to products.
And it's made locally.
It is.
The cool thing about that is you don't have a supply chain problem. You know, a lot of people talking about COVID, there's all these supply chain problems with something that's made locally. You can still get a lot of their stuff.
Right. We had a few hiccups, you know, a while back, but I think they're back in business. And
yeah, the humic acid was tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a couple things.
Pretty wild. Pretty awesome. So 281-496-5711. Both Danny and I are big fans of MicroLife. Because it works.
It does.
281-496-5711. Jim, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hi, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm about to purchase a new home in a brand new construction neighborhood in end of September, and it comes with a full sod front and back and a sprinkler system front and back, but the ground is hard as a rock underneath, and rather than me just floundering around and try to figure out what to grow and how to do it, what would you recommend to do with, again, basically a blank slate? I do have two trees in the back, one in the front, they're hardwood trees, and some landscaping, typical builder landscaping, but I know for a fact the ground underneath is like concrete.
Well, so you're going to be kind of
question.
No, yeah, you're dealing with what a lot of people are dealing with brand new neighborhoods.
Yeah. It's kind of a slippery slope. So they're going to go in there and put the grass down, the shrubs down, the trees down the cheapest way possible, and the quickest way possible. And that's the problem. So you're going to be in charge of kind of bringing it up to snuff, if you would.
And it is possible.
Yeah, Yeah. Okay. It's hard. It's hard to get in there ahead of time and do anything because that is not your property right now. So they frown upon that.
But the kind of you're right, Jim, in knowing that the compaction of your soil is going to be a huge issue going long term. I've been out in those neighborhoods where it's like you'll have a dry dead patch over to your right, and then 3 feet to your left, there's a dry wet patch. Like, and these are like 7 feet apart. Yeah. Like, how in the world is that even possible? Well, it's compaction. So the single best thing you can do, and I would do it a couple times, maybe like give yourself a goal of 3 times by the end of next year, and that's compost top dressing.
Okay.
And that's just getting high-quality compost, spreading it out in a very thin layer over the whole lawn. It's a little bit of labor, but it's pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
So don't get a tiller and try to till it all up or anything like that.
If they could let you, but like I said, they usually the home builders usually frown upon that unless this is a custom build that you're doing on your lot or something like that.
No, sir. I was thinking after I moved in.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that. No, you don't want to. You don't want to have to pull the grass up and all that. I think you may be in for more work than the tiller's going to damage the sprinkler system. You may be in. And for some
well,
work.
And if you can imagine the soil that compost is alive, right? There's a lot of life in it, and your compacted soil does have some life, and they're going to kind of go up and down, sort of like they're tilling.
Yeah, it'll definitely work its way in there.
And every time you do it, it's going to be a little bit more effective, right? And so now a couple of great products for loosening up soil and kind of opening up clay is that humic acid that we just mentioned. Yeah. Humates Plus is a very easy-to-spread product. There's a liquid that you can spray out there called Dakota Rev that's really great. And basically what unlocks soils is carbon. And so carbon-rich things are kind of like molasses is carbon-rich. Yeah, what am I? I'm not looking at anything. I'm just talking. Sorry, I've distracted everyone in here by looking. Oh, no. Okay, so carbon-rich items. So really the two big ones, Humates, and then that Dakota Rev, but man, I really want you to do a compost top dressing, and then you'll see these. Go ahead.
I was going to say, so compost top dressing, and just is that like the dirt farms or the mulch places I see? I can get that there. Where would I get that?
Yeah. So it depends if you want to get it in bulk. Nature. I don't know where you're at, but Nature's Way is.
Oh, if you're in Conroe, the Nature's Way is there
for sure.
So it's right off 45, 1488. On the east side of 45, and
they're right across the street from it now.
They make the best compost, maybe in the nation. I don't know.
Yeah, it is good stuff.
And they have a fine screened that's perfect for the application you're applying. And you can find like a soil calculator online, and actually you'll be able to figure out how much you got to put out that way. And so I would use their stuff, buy in bulk. If you got to rent a trailer even to buy in bulk, it's a much better way to do it.
Gotcha.
To do the whole space, but you're gonna have jealous neighbors because your soil is gonna be loose and your grass is gonna be greener.
Great, that's what I'm looking for, and then eventually plant some fruit trees and things like that once I do this a few times.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the thing is that when you plant those fruit trees in compacted soil, you want to just plant them pretty high. But you can do that whenever you want. You don't have to really wait that much. Just make sure you're kind of. I would mulch those trees with compost.
Yeah, you bet.
But I plant them high. So plant them low would kill them right away.
They got mulch around them. Just pile a bunch of the compost where the mulch is, or remove that existing mulch.
I just leave it there for now. Let it decompose and become soil, and then next time just get some coarse ground compost and use that.
Okay. Any chance you've got? I know you write a lot of articles. Any chance you've got a tutorial for new homeowners like that? Or
That's a great idea. I actually have a few articles due, so I'll do one of those. That's a great idea. I'll do a soil improvement in new developments.
Awesome. Well, I sure appreciate your help.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Look for that by the end of next week.
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah. Great question by Jim, but very common problem in new developments.
Yeah, it's every new home.
Yeah, because it's kind of like they look at the soil underneath the sod, and not all builders do this, right? I'm sure there are exceptions. So if you're a builder and you're like, well, I don't do that, Danny, I was saying you first.
All right.
But they kind of they look at that soil under your sod as a little bit of a dumpster space.
Yeah.
It's like, if they don't want to take it all the way to the dumpster, then
it's hard to get everything picked up.
Sure, I mean, sure.
Stomped down in the mud. There's some problems. I understand. You're.
What should we do with this pallet of broken bricks? I don't know. It sure is hard to clean it up. Let's spread it out and put some sod over it.
I would hope the builders are not intentionally doing that.
Yeah, sometimes it's not the builders, sometimes it's their workers. Anyway, right. No judgment. We love them. All that stuff can become minerals for your plants with the right treatment.
There you go.
281-496-5711. That's 281-496-5711. We want to hear from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Juicy watermelon, eggplants, peppers, okra, squash, all taste better when you grow your own. Get your summer garden growing with a visit to Wabash Feed and Garden. Hi, I'm Betty, inviting you to visit a bit of the country in the heart of the city. Find out what you need at Wabash. Organic compost, fertilizers, healthy starter plants, and answers to your summer gardening questions. Wabash Feed and Garden on Shepherd, just north of 610. Look for the big rooster and make sure to mention that you heard about us on Home Show Garden Pros.
Healthy trees add beauty and reduce cooling costs while increasing the value of your home if they're healthy. Protect your home with ArborTrue science-based tree care. From soil analysis, disease control, to insect infestations, trust the internationally certified ArborTrue arborist to feed, prune, and overall make your trees thrive. Easy removal of dead branches, sick trees, and stumps, too. Save your trees and protect your home with science-based tree care, ArborTrue. Get a free estimate at ArborTrue.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning. This is Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. The heat is on, and we're here to help you get your green on through the summer. The nursery's loaded with beautiful season-appropriate flowers that will get you through the summer until the fall. We have all the products that you need to help you survive the summer heat, from potting soils to organic fertilizers and all the information to take care of them. We have fresh brewed compost tea. Compost tea will add microorganisms to your soil. It's like concentrated compost, but you can spray it out in your yard. This will increase your organic material in the soil, so you won't have to water as much. We brew it fresh every week at Plants for All Seasons, ready for use on the weekends. So treating your yard with compost tea this time of year will take the stress off of it, and it pairs very well when you're ready to put your MicroLife fertilizer out. It'll actually help it work better in your soil. We're located on Highway 249, just north of Louetta. Be sure to check out our website, plantsforallseasons.com, for more information. Open 7 days a week from 8:30 to 6. You can friend us on Facebook or go to plantsforallseasons.com. And now more from Danny and Danny.
That's right. So much more. Oh, my gosh. More.
More ins?
More info. See what it is? Pretty
good. There you go.
281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros. All right. Lawns. Mm-hmm. Lawn problems. There's been this scourge of sod webworm. But I talked to somebody, and they were like, I got sod webworms. You shared a story earlier today about fungal problems, and they were like, I got sod webworms, and I saw their lawn, and they had chinch bugs, but they like really wanted to treat it for sod webworms because it's been like all the rage.
Right, right.
And it has been a bad sod webworm year. And pretty much there's sod webworms every year. So let's talk about, first, chinch bugs and sod webworms. What are some visual differences in the damage they do?
Well, chinch bugs are a sucking insect. So they'll suck the life out of the blades of grass. How about that? If you can imagine that.
Okay. So the blades stay there.
The blades are there, but they are crispy.
And they have a certain type of... almost like dead color.
Yeah.
It's like they didn't die. They just like turned into brown gray.
They got the life sucked out of them.
Quite literally. Yeah. And they do that damage down at the soil level.
Right, right.
And so if you got a big patch and it is just kind of like lost its life, you know what I mean? It's like lost all its vigor, but it's one big patch. Right. And what are some kind of other chinch bug signs? Is that big patch is usually not in a low spot. It's usually not in a well-watered area.
It's usually – the chinch bugs like it hot and dry. So always think about that. If it's a low spot, you know, and in the States, we've been having a lot of rain, and it's a low spot, probably not going to be chinch bugs in that area.
Right. Probably not going to be chinch bugs.
Probably not.
Okay, so – and you see they're sucking insects. You get a big – again, all of these things, they're always around.
Yep.
You know, if the lawn can kind of build a system to protect itself from them, it will, if it's healthy.
You bet.
Where we usually see chinch bugs, you can imagine if you've got a sprinkler system and it makes a circle, but your yard's a square, you know. You've played with childhood toys, Danny.
Yeah, I have. Circle, I still do.
A circle and a square aren't the same shape.
No, they're not.
Yeah, the little hammer one is like, oh, so great. I break those all the time. Anyway, the lawnmower one's pretty cool with the popping. Like,
oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that one's fun.
Yeah.
It's so short. I need like a longer. My back hurts. Okay, so, but you'll have these corners of the landscape that are like just dying because they're not getting the water, but people think they're dying because they're not getting the water. Well, the water can move through the soil sideways, but when you're not getting any moisture there, that's often a chinch bug area, but they'll spread from there.
You bet.
They'll move out from there. And so, too big, if it's in the corner by some concrete.
Hot and dry.
So those are big signs of it being a chinch bug versus a sod webworm.
Yeah.
Because what's the sod webworm kind of damage look like?
Sod webworm looks like you've had many goats in your yard and they have eat up every blade on the grass.
Like you've had many, many goats.
Yeah, many
goats. Many. Lots and lots of tiny, tiny goats.
Yeah, they'll eat just the blades. Blades will, like, disappear.
And they don't eat them all in a line. It's kind of like you'll have – it'll sort of – the blades will start to disappear.
It is amazing how fast they are. I mean, so, and it'll migrate across the yard.
So if you had one kind of square – 1 foot square grass, it's not like they move from right to left. It's like in that space just universally – many of the blades have just gone.
Yeah.
They've been eaten. And you have less blades than you did. Less blades is probably sod webworm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so blades just turning from live to dead is probably chinch bugs.
Right.
So those are two big sign indicators of what you're dealing with. And if you're like, oh, I'm going to put down BT because my grass died and I probably have sod webworms. Okay. The BT is not going to do anything with chinch bugs.
Not a thing.
And so that's, you know, that's like you're just, you know, throwing
good money out the window.
Bad. Yeah. Oh, look at us using two different slogans. there is another threat, fungal problems that look different than the both of those. And so that's what we're going to visit right after a quick break. Home Show Garden Pros with Danny Linderman. Yes, right here. Also, I'm Danny Milliken. I'm here too. 281-496-5711. We'll be right back.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Protect your roots. Keeping soil moist with a gentle, consistent water flow soaking down 4 inches makes your roots happy. You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Danny Milliken here talking. Danny Linderman's on the keyboard over there. You can hear him playing. Doing a good job. Heat stress is terrible for your garden, your lawn. It leads to lots of problems, especially if you're overwatering, which can be diseases. It can lead, if you're underwatering, it can lead to kind of chinch bugs. So stress leads to brown patch, chinch bugs, many other things. In Houston now, we finally got a product that I am so happy is here. It's called Dakota Rev, and it is in a nutshell, a carbon-rich organic growth stimulant. So for your lawn and garden. So it reduces stress damage. It actually improves root mass and soil condition. And because it's so carbon-rich, there's a cooling nature that it does to plants. It makes them a little more heat tolerant, makes their soils a little more cool because it can get a little bit deeper. So if this is something you want, okay, healthier, faster-growing lawns that can be resilient and overcome problems. If you want vegetables that taste better and grow faster and make bigger fruit, you tell me if this is good or bad. I don't know. Maybe you want shrub and plants that are greener and healthier. Anyway, I'm not the only one who loves this product, and I do love this product. I used to order it online, but now it's available. Warren Southern Gardens, Southwest Fertilizer, Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. But I tell you who loves it too and who uses a lot, and that's greenskeepers. So there's a lot of push for golf courses to not have such a negative environmental impact all across America. And one way that they can do that is by using Dakota Rev. So greenskeepers use it to improve the health of their grass at many of the top golf courses. Sports field users are starting to be all over it. So it's available here, 100% natural, incredibly wonderful for a foliar spray. So I love using it for transplanting, turf maintenance, foliar spray, big trees, little plants. It's wonderful. Help your plants be healthier. Use Dakota Rev. Check out our website. We got a lot of information on it there, homeshowgardenpros.com. And again, Warren Southern Gardens, Southwest Fertilizer, Nelson's Water Garden, and Nursery all have it. So really great stuff. So, Danny, have you tried it yet?
Well, we have a trial going on currently.
Okay, nice.
We have a lot of products out there. And
no, for sure.
Another one to put on the shelf is just another one to put on the shelf.
Absolutely.
So I want to make sure it's going to do what we do. But after listening to you, Danny, who am I to call you a liar?
That's right. I don't know.
I'm Danny.
Liar is kind of a strong word there. But no, it's that's awesome. I'm glad you guys are doing your due diligence on it.
Yeah, we like to test our products before we hand them out to our customers because – like I said earlier, we want our customers to succeed.
Absolutely.
Just like the rest of the co-op members.
And I am not willing to talk about something that I don't believe in. You know
right.
what I mean? So that's it's the exact same situation.
You bet.
I know this product, you don't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love that. It's like you want to make sure that it works before you get it to clients. So we talk about carbon as being an important kind of element all the time, and Dakota Rev is a very easy way to get it out. So good work, man. You guys are doing a great job. Enchanted Forest, they're legit. I know that Sherry's doing some trials with it up at Plants for All Seasons. So, and you guys will like it. All right. Well, in that kind of ad we did, conversation piece there, did mention Brown Patch.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be a banner year for Brown Patch. We had kind of like perfect storm, stressed out lawns, a lot of rain early in the summer. So Brown Patch looks different, though, than sod webworm and chinch bugs.
True.
What are some visual differences?
Probably, for brown patch in particular, it'll look like a flying saucer landed in your yard. It'll be a round circle show up that's yellow.
Right.
So yellow circle equals brown patch. Sure deal.
I have seen sometimes arcs. Circle, just an arc.
Right.
And one kind of thing is before it turns yellow, I've often seen like a green boost.
Yeah.
Like one part of an arc, there'll be a green arc in the lawn, and I'll be like, hey, that'll turn yellow in a week. And it does, you know. Yeah. So, but the insect pests don't really do the yellowing.
No. And they can a little bit.
Right.
I've seen a yellow, it yellows right before it goes to brown, kind of like what a fungus does.
Sure.
But it's a different kind of yellow, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it doesn't last as long with the insects. And also, there's the shape. And so if there's any sort of like geometric pattern to it, you're probably dealing with a fungal problem.
Yeah.
Now, it is best to not like hammer away with fungicide.
No.
It's best to take a little bit measured approach and try to build up soil resiliency.
Right.
But like if you're seeing yellowing in an arc or a circle, don't do a treatment for sod webworms.
Right, correct. You're just wasting your time and money.
Yeah, and especially if it's a heavier duty treatment, you may be damaging a little bit more, ruining your soil a little bit more. So that's kind of where we are. So there's to the trained eye, there's a marked difference between chinch bugs, sod webworms, and the fungal problems. And so we want to help you out kind of understanding that, especially knowing that just don't run out and buy a solution from a big box store. Actually find out what the problem is you're treating.
You bet.
It matters a ton. So
always bring pictures. If you want to come out to one of the co-op members, bring several pictures, close-ups, far away, you know, so we can get a good idea. And we more than likely will be able to nail it down. I mean, some of them are kind of hard to tell from just a grainy picture.
It's also okay to, like, pull up a little bit of grass.
You bet. You bet.
Bring that in. I mean,
you bet.
If you got a sack full of grass and it's clearly chinch bugs, like, man, that'll know right away.
You bet.
That's great. 281-496-5711. Got a knowledge specialist here with me now, Daniel Linderman. We're going to talk to Tommy. Tommy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, appreciate you taking my call. I have in the backyard, St. Augustine, got an oak tree. And all around coming up through the St. Augustine, it looks like little leaflets or whatever, root things coming up. It looks like it might be actually stems from the tree. I don't know. What do you think it is?
Does it look like little baby oak trees coming up?
Yeah.
Okay, kinda. Okay.
And, well, that's probably what they are. So yeah. A bunch of little baby oak trees.
Yeah. So have you tried to pull any of them yet?
I pulled them up. You know, and, you know, 3-4 days, I mean, there's literally might be 50 to 100 of them.
Are they growing off of acorn, or are they growing off the root?
It's hard to say, because the root's covered up.
Well, so are they growing kind of in a line a little bit? Like,
yeah, they are growing in a line, because they'll pull up the root, and the root will go, you know, 8-10 inches and get bigger and bigger.
Well, so that is a difficult situation, of course. And you're saying you got 50 or 60. Are they growing? They're growing little patches? It's not. I have seen it to where it's like everywhere under the oak tree, there's oak acorns that finally activate it, and there's 200 growing at the exact same time.
Yeah, it depends on how many they are. They could be just the acorns germinating and coming up. That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, what would you do in either situation?
The acorns, you're going to have to just pull them. There's not really a good way to spray them over the existing St. Augustine lawn. So, and usually, if you mow them, they'll go away. They kind of get tired of trying to survive, and you keep on cutting the tops out, and they just fade away.
Okay.
So, if it's the roots, that kind of means that it's dying for some root air, basically. So, if you can kind of do a pretty good little mulching in the space, and maybe not have as much St. Augustine under the oak. For now, you might be able to control both things and do maybe something a little better for the oak. A little off-the-wall approach there. And maybe even, you know, plant some pretty flowers under there.
Yeah. Well, it's like Encompass is probably maybe a good 50-foot diameter.
Well, also a compost top dressing may be the issue. Yeah, you know what's a good idea that Danny just kind of maybe gave me the picture hand motion? Is send a picture into the website. Send us some photos, homeshowgardenpros.com, ask a pro button. Because it does matter if there are acorns coming up or if it's the roots putting up some suckers.
Yeah, now you say acorns, but it's not actually an acorn. It's like a little leaf.
No, but the acorns make a little, you know, tree shoot that when you mow it a few times, it'll just look like a little leaf coming up, a little stem. So same thing. Because, you know, if it's a live oak, it's a live oak, right?
Yeah, it's a good healthy one.
Yeah, that's what they all do that. I mean, literally, I was at a friend's house and I was there 2 years before, came back 2 years later, and he had all of his lawn underneath the oak was all little bitty oak trees, and he had just been mowing it. And he's like, I don't know what happened here. I was like, well, all these acorns sprouted and you kept mowing them. They have micro.
You don't think it'd kill the St. Augustine though?
No, it will.
Yeah. It will?
Yeah. It's trying to convert the soil to 100% oak soil, basically. And so that's where compost top dressing comes in. That's where doing some mulching comes in, is you kind of do a reset a little bit. And you don't have to keep it as that, but it's a hard thing. I would compost top dress, but.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if the tree is stressed, I mean, that's where the problem is.
When you say top dress, what is that?
It's a thin layer of quality compost.
Oh,
and
just
basically rake it into the lawn. Like I said, I'd like to see a picture. That's why I was telling Danny, hey, let's get a picture of that, because that to me, it can go several different ways, and I'm not real convinced that you're saying leaflets. I mean, typically the acorn or even a sucker off a root will send up a little tree. So I'll be kind of curious to see what you got.
Okay, well, they mowed yesterday, so they're not there.
Yeah. Hard to get a picture of nothing.
Yeah. So okay, I'll see what it does, but a little thin layer of mulch, huh?
Compost.
Okay,
a good quality.
Not enough to cover the grass, though, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah, you're talking about a quarter of an inch or less. So you're basically trying to, and then I would blow it in with a blower, and you can get it down to the soil level and hopefully open up that soil a little bit and make the soil rich enough for both plants to be happy. Your outdoor family.
Great. All right. I'll try that, and that doesn't help. Maybe I'll send some pictures, or maybe I'll do both.
Yeah, please do both, Tommy.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your time, sir.
No, thank you for your time. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's these live oaks. They're
they can cause problems.
They're
sometimes.
Warriors. Yeah, they're warriors. Yeah. I like the neighborhoods that require two of them in the front yard and then one between the sidewalk and the road. And I'm like, what's the logic in that?
Yeah.
You got a 2.5-foot stretch of grass. You're putting a live oak in it. Like
three trees in a 30x30 front yard.
Yeah. that all mean 40x40.
I don't see a problem.
No, what's the problem? We didn't want these sidewalks here anyway, eventually. Okay. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com. Organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
This is Diane Bulanowski with Warren Southern Gardens in beautiful Kingwood, the livable forest. Fall veggie starts are beginning to arrive at both our Kingwood Garden Center and Warren Southern Garden locations, as well as fall veggie and wildflower seeds. Our seasoned staff can help you with your gardening projects and share helpful advice on lawn care, growing edibles, houseplants, and much more. Check out our new arrivals of beautiful and unique pottery, tropicals, houseplants, and citrus. Don't forget that our butterfly and pollinator friends need nectar-rich plants to sustain them through the hot summer months. We've got a great selection of Texas tough annuals and perennials at both our locations. Now is a great time to freshen up your garden beds and lawn grass with compost top dressing. Our Heirloom Soils of Texas leaf mold compost is perfect for amending veggie and flower beds. Fall is just around the corner, so check out our Facebook and Instagram page for new arrivals, gardening advice, and much more. Warren Southern Gardens is located at 1675 North Park Drive, and Kingwood Garden Center is located at 1216 Stone Hollow Drive. See you in the garden. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros. And now back to your gardening questions with Danny and Danny.
That's right, Danny and Danny here. And Danny just taught me something cool. I asked him if he was ever going to run for mayor of Fort Bend County, and he said no, counties don't have mayors. So he let me down soft, though. It was nice. You got a special announcement to make, right, Danny?
Yes, sir. My nephew, Jackson.
Jackson
Linderman is 12 years old today.
Yes.
I just want to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, officially, from Home Show Garden Pros to Jackson Linderman, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Jax.
You said 12?
12.
Solid age, man. Solid age.
Yes, sir.
All right, Home Show Birthday Pros. We'll continue. No, I'm just kidding. It's Home Show Garden Pros, but we're happy to send that shout out to Jackson. That is awesome. Oh, it'll be 12.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to keep on going here with gardening conversations. We really kind of touched on lawns a lot, and one thing I want to make sure we get to is just protecting your shrubs right now as you kind of prep for fall, really kind of giving them a boost, just like Danny and I, your shrubs are tired of it being summertime because they've got to be in this protective zone where they protect themselves for most of the hours of the day. And then nighttime is supposed to be a break, but the low last night was like 86, and so they didn't get a break. And so how can we, Danny, help them kind of get that break, get a little bit of rest, help them out? What are some things that people can do?
I think, you know, compost is always the story. Compost really won't get to acting right away, but what compost will do and mulch will shade the roots. So I've gone to so many houses and every root is exposed on the plants.
Right.
It is amazing, Emily. So anyway, they're getting sunburned out there.
They're losing water too fast too. If you don't have mulch down and roots exposed, imagine the evaporation that's happening immediately. Mulch would just stop that.
Yep.
Mulch
or compost, either way. I mean, I like both in different certain pine straw.
Yeah.
I love pine straw.
Anything
too.
That protects the roots
from
the sun.
Some shade.
Also, if you're exposing your soil to the environment, you're going to have weeds.
Yeah, for
it
sure.
It's that simple. If you just are letting the bare soil be there, you're going to pop up. You're like, oh, I wonder why I have weeds. So because you don't have mulch. You know, it's kind of straightforward. So. And once you get mulch down, it's really easy to pull weeds up out of the mulch. Pine straw is a perfect example. It's like you put pine straw over the soil. The weeds got to like wind their way up, and they have this real weak, long root that's really easy to pull the whole plant out. Something to think about right now. Something to consider.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. That's a good thought. So we're going to just kind of explore vegetable gardening in our next little segment. It is a tough time also for your veggie gardens.
Yes, sir.
If you're a veggie gardener and you haven't done a little bit of stepping up, you don't have full veggies right now, full veggie beds, it may stress you out. It stresses me out when they're like kind of empty. But got to be careful. So what to do and what not to do in your veggie gardens next after a quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Are you ready to get back in the garden? Hi, it's Anita.
Get away by getting into your garden. Nelson's Nursery and Katie can help. Annuals and perennials, veggies and herbs, plus all you'll need to help them grow.
And be sure to check out our colorful and beautiful fountains.
Exotic disappearing water fountains in all shapes and sizes, and exotic fish for backyard ponds, plus one-of-a-kind pots direct imported by Nelson's. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. You can find them at nelsonwatergardens.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products. Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We got a slot for one more question if you want to get a question in on Home Show Garden Pros. Danny Linderman is here with Enchanted Forest. Really, you're representing kind of both.
Yes, sir.
The Tuski, Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Garden.
The Tuski.
Yeah. Which is kind of us too here. Danny and Danny. Danny 2 hours.
That's a lot of twos.
So you've had your sunglasses on the whole time on your neck. Do you ever take those off? Is that like just kind of
I drove in the dark, but I'm going to walk out in the daylight.
So when you got up in the morning, you put your sunglasses on knowing that in 4 hours, I'm going to need these.
Knowing that the sun's going to come up. I put them on in preparation.
Because you trusted the system. You trusted nature to provide the sunlight.
There you go.
Okay, so that's what we need to think of when we think of the veggie garden, right? Is we know that the fall's coming, right? We know the temperature's going to cool down a little
bit. It's bound
to
be.
It's And so just like Danny, planning ahead with the sunglasses, I'm going to walk out of here and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, it's so bright. But you're ready. And that's what we need to be doing right now in the veggie garden because, man, it is not time to put in your carrot seeds, your collard green seeds.
No.
It is not time yet.
Not yet.
But it is a good time to fertilize, to kind of plan ahead. What are you going to put in the 3-4 weeks when it's appropriate?
Map it all out, prep it all, compost, fertilize, be ready.
Let's face it.
Spring in action.
Your kids got like 800 loose leaf graph paper that they didn't use. And that's a great thing if you got a rectangular garden to kind of really map some stuff out.
You bet.
And it is beneficial for you to think about how much space stuff will take. Because the fall has all these different plants. Some of them are big.
So many things.
Yeah. Tomatoes are huge.
Oh, yeah.
And lettuce is tiny.
Yep.
And so it's a great time to plan. Still a good time to put tomatoes in. If you want to try to do some potatoes, people have some success. I would just get some like red ones or gold ones or purple ones from the store. Peel them in big peels and try to plant those. Like, just try. It's free.
Yeah.
But they take up a ton of space.
Right.
So the summer garden is really geared for plants that take up a ton of space, like sweet potato, peppers, okra, eggplants, these big, you know, Malabar spinach, these big purple hole peas, stuff like that.
Right.
These big meandering plants. Fall is a lot more specific. So get you some graph paper and try to plan. And then what about soil? What soil steps should be taken right now? Any, if any?
I mean, so turning the bed and adding compost is probably going to be my first thing to tell anybody to do.
So try to knock that out in maybe the next 2-3 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And let the soil rest for a minute before you try to plant your seeds because there's going to be a little bit of soil movement in there by the time everything gets back to normal.
Okay, that's awesome. So if you feed now, it'll be totally ready for those plants to thrive the most when they get planted.
You bet.
And the great thing about seeds with compost is that it holds a little bit more moisture. And there's a lot of studies, but I think it's like 45% more likely to sprout planted in a little layer of compost than planted directly into garden soil.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
So it's a huge benefit right there, just having more seeds come up.
Yeah.
Are you a put down a ton of seeds and then thin out, or are you a let's not put down as many seeds?
Probably middle of the road.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna put down plenty.
Sure.
But not an abundance.
And I've told you this before, is I like pushing the envelope on seeds because I want to use all the seeds in my pack, but I hate thinning.
Yeah.
I do not like thinning. It's just a emotional impact. It's like, oh my gosh, this could be food, and I'm pulling it out. You know what I mean? Now I guess I could put it in my salads.
There you go.
I only have salads like twice a week.
I'm not, loser.
I know, right? So anyway, we're going to so that's what you need to be doing in the garden right now. You're kind of in this stage where you got to get tomatoes in, but start planning ahead for the fall garden because it is not yet time. It's too hot. Robert, we see you. You're going to be our kind of last segment, segment G, special questioner. We're going to reserve that time just for you. This is Home Show Garden Pro. Sorry, I'm just going to start that over. I don't know. How many times have I said Home Show Garden Pros, right? It's like so many times. Home Show Pardon Gross. Oh, I did it again. Anyway, we're on Sports Radio 610.
Native plants, hardy, suited to our climate. Find them in the Heights at Buchanan's Native Plants. Devoted to Texas native plants and organic gardening for over 30 years. Perennials, annuals, herbs, vegetables, trees, shrubs, and roses, they're all waiting at Buchanan's, along with house plants, succulents, and cacti. Plus, Buchanan's bungalow features one-of-a-kind gifts and home decor. Find your way to Buchanan's, 611 11th Street, online at buchanansplants.com. Ever notice how your car rides better when it's clean? Same goes for your house. Looks better. Feels better coming home to it, too. That's what happens when you give some Sunny. Sunny pressure washing takes away the dust, dirt, mold, and algae. Makes your home Sunny clean. Brick, stucco, vinyl, or hardy, Sunny makes them all sparkle. Windows, gutters, your roof, and sidewalks. Give yourself some Sunny. Pressure and soft washing professionals. Sunny pressure washing. Schedule your sparkle now at sunnypressurewashing.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
So this dryness, we have had some really heavy, hard winds. There were some big winds the last 2 days. I don't know if you noticed them.
Yeah, a little bit breezy.
Yeah. And a lot of us did a lot of hurricane prep right before, but it is good to do a little bit of pruning and stuff like that. And I just, when it comes down to it, I don't want your trees to be unhealthy, because unhealthy trees are dangerous in inclement weather, and hurricane season's not over. Healthy trees add beauty, shade, and value to your home. So they are an investment. They're a valuable commodity. So your nice trees, one of your nice trees is more expensive than your whole lawn.
Yeah.
It's more valuable than your whole lawn. And a lot of times what we do to our lawn affects our trees. If you're doing a compost top dressing, that's positive. If you're doing a weed and feed, that's negative. You're actually maybe hurting your trees. So you can protect that investment by talking to ArborTrue and considering ArborTrue. They're doing a really cool special right now. You schedule a tree trimming or tree removal this week, you get a free MicroLife 64 granular fertilization, which is pretty awesome. So your shrubs, your flowers, and your small trees, you book before September 10th, and you get this awesome granular service. Pretty cool. So visit their website, arbortrue.com, for all the details for that. ArborTrue is science-based tree care. They want to assess the problem. We have been talking about lawn diagnosis. They're really passionate about getting it right on tree diagnosis. So there are so many things that could be wrong with a tree. All of them are sort of rare, but some of them look pretty similar. So don't get a company that doesn't really care about trees, that just wants to provide a service, no matter if it's the right thing to do or not. Get ArborTrue. They can actually diagnose a service, figure out the problem. They love being able to say that we saved that tree. That's one thing they want to do. They want to save your tree. So they do all the stuff from removing dead trees, grinding stumps, to soil sampling and analysis. So pretty incredible. If you got a question, you can use their free live chat. And when you do their chat, it's not like some other websites where you're talking with an intern or someone in India. You're talking with an actual arborist. And they're not just arborists. They're certified master arborists, which is a pretty huge deal. So anyway, head to their website, arbortrue.com. Really great folks. Well, that's ArborTrue.
There you go.
Really great folks. All right, we're going to talk to Robert. Danny, you ready to talk to Robert?
Yes, sir.
Robert, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Last spring, in a raised bed, which is primarily a 5-year-old compost from my garden, which is pecan leaves and pine needles with composted manure, it was full of organisms when I raised the bed. Put in a 4-inch serrano, a 4-inch jalapeno, and a 4-inch ghost pepper. The foliage was beautiful, but I never got blooms or peppers. So what was I doing wrong?
Yeah, you got enough sun on it?
Full sun, full okay. Sun.
So I'm gonna say that it's going to be a fertilization issue.
So you didn't get, when did you plant them?
In the spring, around March, I in the bottom of the hole, I put in 15-15-15, put 2 inches of soil over that before I put the plants in, put root stimulator in, and once a week I water with Miracle-Gro, so I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, I will say that none of those kind of behaviors would help it make flowers. What it might do is keep providing a bunch of nitrogen that would make leaves grow. And so maybe pull back on the Miracle-Gro nitrogen approach. And I might suggest doing something like an alfalfa meal session, because that'll push flower growth. So consistently giving it nitrogen, nitrogen, nitrogen will make leaves grow. And so maybe for your fall harvest, you stop doing a nitrogen approach, which isn't good for the soil anyway. And you do something that will be soil food and activate some blossoms, and that's where alfalfa meal will come in.
Okay, I can get that from Southwest Fertilizer?
I do believe you can.
Bone meal is another good one, too.
Yeah, bone meal is another good one. Maximum blooms.
You want the middle number is what you're looking for in a fertilizer. So
yeah. It
sounds like we got plenty of nitrogen, so stay away from the first number. So we want a low first number and a higher middle number is what you're looking for.
Yeah, you want to kind of change the approach the plant is taking to survival, and you want to making the next generation. And that doesn't come through threat. That there is a little bit of hormonal hit that needs to happen. And my first bet in a situation like this is alfalfa meal. I've seen it work phenomenally on extending blooms, starting bloom cycle, getting plants to bloom that weren't blooming, on fruit trees and everything. So, but yeah, that middle number is a good one if you're going with it. If you're thinking about NPK, which is not my way, that middle number is the one to go with. But you need all the nutrients.
Right. You got to have everything. It sounds like you got plenty of nitrogen going. So.
Okay. Now, for each one of the plants, they're full size. The jalapeno and serrano are 4 feet tall with about a 15-inch spread, and the ghost pepper is like 2x2. How much alfalfa meal and bone meal should I put around each one?
Probably, you know, a good handful, I would say. That big a plant, you said 4 feet tall? Probably two handfuls.
Yeah, I might do a handful twice in 3 weeks or something like that. Just kind of stagger your...
You won't hurt the plant by doing too much of a bone meal or the alfalfa meal.
And, you know, you buy this stuff and it's going to have a label on it and you follow the label.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Robert.
Guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. Weekend. You too, bud. Huge peppers.
Yeah, I can't believe no flowers.
Huge peppers. You'll get them, though.
He's
You get the alfalfa meal does an incredible job of doing that, and then you'll get some robust staying power with that bone meal.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Well, thanks, Robert. That kind of wrapped it up for us. Home Show Garden Pros. Next up is Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home. Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.